Welcome to the Carl and Jenny Talk About podcast, where we discuss topics, upcoming events, what's been happening, and spill the beans on each other. Listen and learn how to spend a lot of time together in a small space and how we make it as a couple. Subscribe for the latest episodes. Now here's your hosts, Carl and Jenny. Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Carl and Jenny Talk About show. I'm Carl.
And I'm Jenny.
What were you just doing then?
Scratching my head.
I thought you were playing some drums.
Oh, we're doing like a...
You wanted a drum roll?
Yeah. I don't want one. No, not like that.
Why didn't you tell me to play the drum roll? Anyway, what episode are we on now? Is it episode 13?
Oh, you're joking.
It's not a Friday.
Unlucky for some.
So we should be okay.
We're not superstitious.
No. Anyway, moving on. We're busy today, or we've been busy this morning, because we've got to fly back to England on
Thursday morning.
Because unfortunately, we've got to go to a funeral of my dad's, who died over Christmas.
Yeah.
But we're not going to make it a sad podcast, because he wouldn't want that. So we're packing our bags to go back for a few weeks. And so we thought we'd talk about
this week.
The little tales, what we've been having, about having to get packed and malarkeys. Yeah.
So in the lead up to leaving, there's all sorts of things that you have to do.
Packing bags.
And that's brought up all different issues.
Packing the boat up.
That we've just had to write down for the podcast, haven't we?
Hmm.
One of which is
packing.
Now, I quite enjoy... I don't enjoy the packing bit. I don't enjoy actually doing it, but I enjoy making my lists of what I'm going to pack.
You're always making lists.
I love lists. I enjoy making lists of what outfit's going to go with that, what clothes I need, and I'm trying to keep down
to
the minimum.
Which bikini is going to go with which shoes?
Yeah, but in this case, in England, which warm clothes can I mix and match? How many pairs of boots do I need? What have I got here? What have I got over there? Socks, pants, you know, just everything in particular. And what brought it up today was the fact that we are still searching for the elusive pair of...
trousers.
Black trousers.
Because...
Carl can't find.
Let's just explain. If you've just joined our show, we actually live on a yacht in Greece, so it's fairly nice weather. I mean... We've just closed the windows and the doors at the moment just to keep the wind noise down because there's a bit of wind out there at the moment.
But it's warm.
What's the temperature? It's 23 degrees and we're sat here in shorts,
and
T-shirt and we're sweating.
Yeah, so that's all we need a lot of the time over winter.
It's all we've got.
Yeah, so the clothes get put away. I've got these vacuum bags that I put things away and we've only got a certain amount of places to put things in, to store. One of which is under what you call the V-berth. It's called a V-berth because it's shaped like a V. Pointy at one end and wider at the other. But there's a lot of space under there. So you cram everything into bags and things that you're not needing every day get shoved under there.
But I've not got many clothes because I don't wear a lot.
No. But you're thinking, I might have moved your clothes and put them in a bag under there. So already this morning, I've been under the bed, which is no mean feat. It's like wrestling with
you've got to take the haystacks. You've got to take the bedding off. You've got to take the mattresses off.
Yeah.
Then there's like a protective membrane between the mattresses and the
wood,
the wooden base, which like is to cut down on condensation and stuff. And then when you've got that off, you've got to pull off two great big lids. All that stuff's got to be brought into the middle of the boat so you can move.
Yeah.
And then you've got to look for what you're looking for. Now, I've got probably, I don't know what, 10, 12 T-shirts.
I thought you were going to say a pair of trousers because you're blooming.
I've got three pairs of shorts, which are swimming combination shorts. And then I've got a pair of normal shorts if you're going out for a meal somewhere.
That's about it.
A pair of flip-flops, a pair of Crocs and a pair of trainers, and that's...
And the one pair of black trousers.
I've got a pair of these black trousers, which are like a walking trouser they're like a stretchy, flexible material, so they're comfortable when you're flying. But we're taking them because when we get back, we're obviously in isolation. We've got an exemption to go to the funeral, but all the clothes shops are closed.
Yeah.
So we've had to order a pair of trousers online, hit and miss whether they're going to fit me or not, because all the clothes shops here are closed. So I've had to order a pair of black trousers, but I'm trying to find the ones I've got just in case it's an emergency.
Yeah, and let's face it, you're not a regular size, so it's not like every shop will have your size. You're quite a big
bigger
guy.
Than your average guy.
Mm-hmm. Boo-boo.
I've got to borrow some shoes.
The trousers that we've ordered from Next.
You don't need to see the size.
I'm not going to say
they're
the size.
They're big ones.
But they're big waist. But they are, I'm trying to remember what their description was. They are...
You said slimmed leg.
Ultra slim fit.
Oh, they're going to fit, aren't they? I'll end up wearing them over my bloody head.
Well, the point is, the other big waisted trousers are like a bloody parachute, basically, aren't they? And they're too massive on your legs. So I thought these might fit, and they've got a bit of lycra stretchy stuff in. So we just hoping that they fit. They're a proper suit trousers. They're actually Boss. A good make. Mm. And they were in the sale, so it was win-win. I just hope that they fit you and don't look like your... what's his name?
What, like an Egyptian?
Max Wall.
Not Max Wall. He was one with tight arse and...
Tight.
You're thinking the other one.
Tights on. I don't think Max Wall. No, oh. It's Max Wall. Like I used to have the cigar. So we've got to take these other black pair of trousers.
I think I'm far from Max Wall shape.
Yeah, but you might be when you try them on, when we get there. So we're thinking, right, we've ordered those. They're new. The suit trousers, they might be all right. But just in case, let's find these black trousers that we know you've got that fit to take with you just in case, aren't we? Can we find them?
So they're not under the bed.
Can we, Ella's like?
How it works on our boat, we've got quite it's a biggish boat, so we've got more than the normal sized.
Bigger than the average boat.
We've got quite a decent sized storage space, wardrobe, cupboard things in our bedroom. However, Jen fills them all up with her stuff.
Of course I do.
And I have to put my 12 t-shirts, 3 pairs of shorts into the guest bedroom. I know they're not in there. So the only place they're going to be is somewhere in the cupboards, in the abyss, where Jen's...
allows him to have his shirts.
Put them away at some point. It wasn't me. She's put them away at some point,
yeah,
and they're in there. So you've got to empty later on all them cupboards.
Well, the only thing is we've got two more places to look.
You could vinegar them at the same time.
Yeah, we've only got two more places to look to find them. And if you don't find them, then they've gone, haven't they? Or we left them back in England last time we were there.
Then I'm going to have cold legs.
So we've got a couple of days to find them out, but I'm hoping to be able to find them today.
Well, anyway, what you were going to bring up before is she's gone under this bed and she's found out a bag of socks. I didn't even know I got any socks.
Yeah.
But she's found a bag of socks and boxer shorts and stuff like that. And she says, she's just bringing them, put them on the table and says, you better sort out what you're wearing here. Well, for one, I never wear socks. I don't normally wear shoes. I don't wear boxer shorts because it's not very often I actually wear clothes if we're out sailing.
You just wear shorts.
I wear shorts if we're in the marina. So she's got all this stuff out. She's pulling, do you want this pair? Do you want this pair? Do you want this pair? She's got out like, I don't know, 7 or 8 pairs of boxer shorts and there's 2 dozen pairs of socks, which I didn't know I got. And I'm saying, why do I need all them?
What I want to say
I picked out 3 pairs of boxer shorts.
You didn't even pick 3.
Well, I picked 2 out. Then I'll exaggerate a little bit. It's poetic license. I picked out 2 pairs of boxer shorts and 3 pairs of socks. That's good enough for anybody.
Well, what I was going to say is, I'm just wondering if other women can sympathise with me. What's the other word when you're on the same? Empathise, that's it, not sympathise. Empathise with me. And know or wonder if they have the same problem that I do in the fact that it's not a holiday. I know it's not a holiday, but it's the same thing as if you're going on holiday. And the woman gets all excited about what they're going to pack, as in, what outfit goes with what.
But you can't go out anywhere when we get there.
Listen, if I take that pair of shoes, that'll match with that, and then that. I need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. I'm going for 7 days. I need 7 pairs, at least knickers.
We're going for a lot longer than 7 days.
I know, but we plan what we're going to take and what mixes up. On the other hand, let me finish.
Yes, but you can't go anywhere when we're there.
I know, but you still got to wear clothes. You can't have nothing on in the house with your mum.
You can wear the same pair of clothes.
What I'm having to do is nicey-nicey speak, say, Cole, would you like to take... How many T-shirts, darling, would you like to take? I'm like planning what's in his case because you're more bothered. You're more bothered about what's in your case.
We're taking one bag of clothes.
We're taking one bag of clothes. But you're not even bothered about clothes. You're not making sure that you've got enough underpants because you're not bothered about wearing them.
Do you know why?
All you're bothered about wearing is how many wires you're taking. Have I got my phone? Have I got my computer? Have I got everything else? The knickers just don't come
into... This is on my list.
You.
Two microphones.
Exactly.
Two microphone leads, two desk stands, although we're not taking desk stands. We've got to take the audio recorder, the iPad, the computer. Then we've got to take the cameras.
My point, exactly.
All the wires what go with that.
Yeah.
That's more important than a pair of socks.
Or knickers.
Because if we get stuck in England for 2, 3, 4 months.
Yeah, but
we've still got to be putting out podcasts and doing his videos and stuff.
Yes.
So I need the equipment to take. And I can always buy a pair of socks. You're going to throw a wobbler if I go out and buy some more microphones.
Yeah, but every woman knows what I mean. I'm sure they do.
And every bloke knows where I'm coming from.
That we plan what we're putting in and we can get it down to a small amount, what we're taking with us. You, on the other hand, and men in general, will take gadget this, gadget that, and then you get... And then you get to your place, you get on holiday, what have you forgotten? Your shorts, because you didn't even think of putting them in. And then you'll say, like Mark does, our friend, Sarah, where's my shorts? And then you've not...
Yeah, but Mark can't pack a case. He doesn't even know what he's got in his wardrobe.
No, because he's thinking of what have I got computer-wise, exactly. same as you. And we're that interested in what outfit fits, what looks nice with our own things. We've also got to think of yours. And like, make sure you've got clean pants so that you don't smell when you're there.
Yeah, but do you know when we get there and I have to set up all this stuff? And I give you a shitty old microphone what somebody's lent... Well, if somebody can lend me one. I've got some musician friends and our daughter's a singer. So I have arranged to borrow one of her microphones. But I don't know where I'm going to get some mic stands from.
Yeah.
And we can't take these. But I've got to plan just in case.
But my other problem is with it, I don't mind doing your clothes planning, put them in a bag. But it's the attitude I get back. Not attitude. The stress level that starts from...
My stress level starts whether they're going to let me through customs with all electronics.
Yeah. The stress level we start at from leaving to packing, to getting through customs, to getting there and stuff. We need a bloody holiday when we've done because by the time... You need to de-stress when you get there and you've only de-stressed back down to the level that we were before the holiday... you put everything in your suitcase.
And let me tell you something else. Just getting all my electronics through is just the start of the stress.
Yeah.
What we got to do tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, we've got...
Just so you know, we're recording this a day early because we've got the one thing I am really dreading. We've got to go and have the COVID test tomorrow and I've watched these videos where they shove that bloody 6-inch thing.
Have you actually watched a video?
I've watched somebody with no having it done on video. And I'm not joking. I've tried, on this video I watched somebody we know, they had to have the COVID test and they filmed it while they were having it done. And I'm not joking, it must have been an 8-9 inch.
I think we ought to film it.
What's them things you stick in your ears?
Like
an earbud. But it's like an 8-9 inch length one of them.
You don't shove it that far.
Listen to me. They shoved it up his nose. So, like, you can get your finger up probably about an inch. And I'm thinking, they're just going to go to the top of your nasal passage.
And then it might be another
next
inch.
Minute, they went, and it was like that bloody scene out of Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger when they pull that great ball out of his head. I'm not joking. It goes up 4 inch.
How long?
Unless you're a magician doing sleight of hand where she, like, puts it behind her hand. It went up his nose 4 inch, his eyes were watering, his other side of his nose were streaming like somebody just turned a tap on. I don't mind them shoving it down my throat. I can throw up on them.
No.
But if it goes up my nose like that, I used to do a trick when I was a kid, right?
Sorry. And I know what you're going to say.
I used to get a 2 foot length piece of cotton, and you put it in your mouth and chew it up so it all gets wet. And then what you did...
You did this when we met, because I can remember you doing it.
I can remember showing off. You put it, put one end...
You hold on to the one end.
You line out the cotton, you pick one end up and you just put it to your nostril. You close your other nostril and you go...
people are ahead of you.
You sniff up. And then you have to sniff up again, and it actually goes up your thing. And then
nasal passage.
Then you have to go...
Oh, God, that sound makes me want to throw.
It comes down the back of your throat, and then you put your fingers in, and you have to click that dangly thing at back and grab hold of the cotton. And because you've wet it, it's like a little bit more comfortable. But then you pull it out your mouth, and it goes up your nose and comes out your mouth.
So you're doing like the thing what you do with the towel underneath your crutch, but you're doing it with a piece of string through your nose.
No, that's what you do with a towel under your crutch, I don't know. But this piece of cotton is going like up your nose and out your mouth.
Ugh.
But even that, I mean, it's cotton thin. But that made you go...
Yeah.
This thing's like 1/4 inch thick.
Well, I'm going first.
Up. I know.
I'm going first. My
and if
my
you come
fears,
out crying, I'm going home.
I'm hoping I'm in the same room because I really can't wait to watch you have it. Don't yours?
I think
done.
We're going to have to
I'm
film
gonna
it.
I'm going to film you because it makes me laugh so much with this. All I'm hoping there's two things I'm worried about. One, I know my mum's had it done, and she said when they shove the thing right up your nose, it does make you pull back.
They've rammed it up his nose.
So I'm thinking, how quick are my reflexes? Am I going to jump back and miss it, and then they're going to have to do it again?
Well,
or are they going to put you against something so you can't put your head there?
My worry is how good my reflexes will be.
I'm going first so I can have it done and then watch you without panicking.
If it's a bloke, he needs to stand sideways on because my reflexes are normally connected to my leg. And if that bloody thing hurts that much, my leg's going to go into spasm. I'm going to end up kicking him in bollocks.
I won't worry because anything up your nose like a hair when you pull, it's connected to your arse.
Well, it'll make my arse twitch. It'll make my arse twitch.
If you pull the hair,
it might give me knee reflex and I end up taking him out or punching him one.
Yeah. But. Oh, I can't wait. So first one is like, do it once.
Yeah, but...
Do it right. And then I've heard that they twist it 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
Is that right? While it's
and then pull
there.
It, and then get a bit of a ramming, and then pull it out. I've all on blowing my nose when I've got hay fever. I can't sniff.
Yeah.
I'm going to be all right with a 7-inch piece of bloody plastic shoved up my
nose. But then how embarrassing is it if they bring it down and there's a right big bogey on end? I don't think there will be because you've not got a cold and it's not there, is it? But like that is what I'm thinking. Shall we look at it or not?
Jen.
I know they're not bothered about it.
You gave birth to two children.
I know.
There were more than a couple of bogies come out.
Well, that was exactly the same thing when I gave birth. I didn't want to poo, did I? Make a little poo.
But
I did. Thanks. Thanks for that. But this is the same thing. Like when they pull it down, is it going to have this gloop thing?
Well, there's no gloop up your nose unless you're all catarred up. Anyway,
so it's going to be so funny. Can't wait to watch it.
Well, that's tomorrow. We've got to go and get the results on Wednesday. Wednesday, and hopefully we will pass.
Yeah. Because and then we fly again.
And then we get a certificate to say that we can fly. But then when we get to Heathrow, I'm not sure if they're doing secondary tests.
We have another go at it.
But certainly we've got to have one later that week.
Before the funeral.
So that we know we're clear.
Yeah. Oh, we'll be dabbing.
And then we've got to have another one to fly back, and then you get another one when you land at Athens.
Yeah. So, well, you know that small thing, it's going to start as an eighth of an inch. It's going to be an inch wide, isn't it?
It's going to be a catheter. It's going to be like having a... that's an idea. Let's just have a catheter put in his nose.
Yeah.
They can shove it up pipe.
Yeah.
And then it's already there. But is this a conspiracy thing from the government so that they're getting everybody's DNA? You're not really getting tested.
I think you're getting tested as well, but they've also got your DNA by doing it, haven't they? But it also brings me on to a thing that I was thinking about, what Donald, I saw a thing on Donald Trump, because obviously he's been in the news this week.
I don't want to get talking politics.
We're not going to talk politics, but he did something that I'm thinking about with the bogey and the nose thing. It's also a great way of putting somebody down who, or putting them in the place, isn't it? You know, like,
There's no need for a doctor I've never met before to put me in my place.
I don't mean that. I mean, if you're in a situation and you need to, like, make yourself feel a bit better, or you're too nervous and stuff, or the worst thing you can do is, like, just wipe the bottom of your nose as if you've got a bogey on it. And if you're in a group, you watch how quick it is before everybody wipes their own nose, thinking you're doing it because you can see a bogey on their nose.
You know what's better than wiping the nose?
What?
That little thing I used to do to you.
Oh, no.
I've got to bring this up.
That you wipe your nose and then they think, oh, shit, have I got a bogey on my nose?
A friend of mine, Danny, ex-para, two para. So any paras listening, you might know him. Danny.
I'm
not put his full name out. But he was telling us some stories one night about what they used to get up into the barracks. And he says, if somebody started to piss you off a bit, he says, you'd wait for them to go to sleep at night, and then you'd creep over, just get your finger and rub it down the crack of your arse, your own arse, not his. And then while he's still asleep, you just rub your finger over the top of his lip.
Like,
you know,
where your moustache
that nice little softy bit.
It's actually got a name, that.
Yeah, it has. I can't remember what it's called. But that bit between bottom of your nose and top of your mouth. And then when he wakes up in the morning, all he can smell is shit.
Oh, that. It's not actually shit. It's the sweaty.
Well, it's a
smell.
Shitty bum
sweaty
smell.
Sweaty bum smell.
And it don't matter. It don't matter even if you have a wash, you'll still smell it.
See, what I know what the smell is.
No, what I do to Jen.
It's like
when she's just nodding off, I don't actually put my finger up my arse.
Or mine.
I just pretend to. And then I'll just as she's nodding off, I go.
He'll just wipe his finger across me. Mustache area.
Straight across the mouth.
And then I can't stop laughing because I know what the joke is. Oh, dear. Good times. Well, I like that. Anyway. So funny anyway, isn't it? So if you're in a room with somebody and you're thinking you're getting a little bit big for your boots, you are. You know,
shove your finger up your arse and wipe it across the mouth.
If you can't wipe your own nose, like Donald Trump did, I started with him. He like pretended that one of the other leaders of a country had got a bit of fluff on his jacket. It's like, let me just remove that bit of fluff there. Well, if you wipe your nose, then they like start doing that. Or if you're really close to them, then you can obviously put your own finger across the lip.
Moving on. It's grape time. Let's spill the beans. Bring it on.
I'm going to enjoy this one. So this is my gripe for you this week, darling.
Crack on.
You... Link. That's
no
a great
pun intended.
Link. That's a great link. How can I say? You're starting, I don't know whether I've said it before, you're getting more nocturnal.
I'm very nocturnal.
In your old age, I mean, we're only in our 50s, but
very
I think
early
some
50s.
People can relate to this. When we've had our lovely meal that you prepared for tea, what really, really grinds me more and more, strangely enough, is the fact that after your belly's fallen, you got that little smile on your face, you will go to sleep, out of the room, for a good half an hour, if not up to an hour, after your belly's full. But then, when it comes to
midnight, I wake up and I say, I'm back in the room,
which is funny. But then come bedtime, you're not tired, are you? And you're not coming to bed at the right time.
No, I normally get to bed about 3-4 o'clock.
Because you're having that hour in the day.
No, half an hour.
Half an hour in the day.
I'm only nodding.
You're not your full-on sleep. I can do anything in that time and you won't know.
I can hear what you're doing. I've still got something playing on YouTube or something because I can hear it.
No, you're well gone for a good half an hour. And then you're saying at night, I'm not tired enough and I don't need, I can't sleep.
What time did you go to bed this morning? You're stopping up till 2 o'clock watching.
No, and I don't like it. If I stop up late because we're watching something, I'll put my alarm on to wake me up and get back into normal hours. But it's a thing with older people that they drop to sleep in the daytime and then they'll say, I only need 5 or 6 hours in the night.
Yeah,
do you know why you only need 5 or 6 hours? Because you're getting your other 1 or 2 in the day.
Hang on, 30 minutes. Not like our bloody mate up there, Pretty Boy.
Pretty Boy.
He knows who I'm talking about. He'll be laughing while I'm listening to this. Pretty Boy, 4 o'clock every afternoon, if we're not playing backgammon, what's he do?
Sleep.
He actually goes to bed.
Yeah. I know it's a foreign thing. It's an international thing. It's actually better for you.
Well, there you go. I'm thinking of my health.
But, well, you must be. I can always remember my mum, and I used to think, oh, God. She used to really fall out with my dad or mock him.
Because he'd been at work since 5 o'clock in the morning, doing a full shift, manual labour, gets in at 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, has his tea, and then,
sleep.
Oh, I'm knackered. I've been up since, I woke up at 4 o'clock to be at work for 5.
Yeah, and she wanted to have a little talk.
Women ought to work bloody shift work, I tell you.
And my dad would put he'd have the same stance though to go to sleep. He'd put 2 fingers like he were putting V sign up to you, and he'd just put them on to like towards his cheek and his temple, and he'd drop off like a baby. And then my mum used to knock his arm, and like, what are you falling asleep for? But you're actually getting into the same kind of habit.
I just have a 30-minute siesta after tea.
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't really mind it because I can do what I want in that half an hour.
You can do what you want anyway. You normally do.
I know, but you don't know what I'm doing in that half an hour. But that is my gripe anyway. But the main, I don't mind having the sleep. It's the fact that you're not coming to bed with me at the same time. And then I've got to put a pillow next to me to pretend you're there. And I like your breathing normally when I get to sleep.
I remember you saying you didn't like it because you wanted it to stop.
You're getting faster. I need you to slow down because you're breathing
faster.
Well,
by having a 30-minute thing, that's my slow down session.
So I like you to come to bed with me at the same time. I sleep better when you're with me, babe.
Oh, well, you could leave the door open. You could see me.
Don't want to, but anyway. Yeah. So that is my little gripe: falling to sleep in the day and then reckoning that you don't need as much sleep, but it's because you're getting it. Women don't fall asleep in the day. I don't know any woman that falls to sleep in the day. Very, very rarely, unless you're over 70.
Julie, our friends who live in Spain, they go to bed every afternoon.
That were post-coital. That's the right word.
Coital.
Coital.
What's that when it's at home? Oh. What are you miming it for?
That was just a little sleep after a bit of sex.
Oh.
Anyway. So, yeah, other than that, that's all right.
Is that your gripe?
Yeah, that was it. Stop falling asleep. I might just prod you.
That's no.
Have you got any gripe about against me?
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell it to you yet.
Keep me in suspense.
Because while we were talking about that shitty finger down your arse, it reminded me of something. So I'm going totally off script, but I'm going to tell a little story.
Not about me.
No, it was about
yours.
Me.
That's all right then.
Or should I?
Yeah, go on. It's
yeah, but for
you've got a few stories about.
I've got a lot of stories. In fact, I've got a few stories about these sort of incidents. So. Go on then, I'll put it out there, let you think what you want. So we went on, before we moved on to our boat, we went to Greece on holiday with some friends. And we rented a house for a couple of weeks.
The best true story ever.
Yeah, but the other one was as good. What?
Yeah, that connects with it.
Connects, which I might say for another episode. So we're on holiday. We've rented this 3-story house, swimming pool, private gardens, the full Monty. And we even got a BMW car included in it. So we're there with our friends, Mark and Sarah. And they decided one day that they wanted to go into Athens to do some shopping. What are you doing?
It's not flashing.
It shouldn't be flashing.
Oh, okay.
I just asked you to keep an eye out to see if there's a red light there. She's looking at the cameras. So anyway, Sarah decides this particular day, they get up, we have breakfast. She wants to go clothes shopping in Athens. And we're not really bothered about, I hate clothes. I hate shopping. So we says, oh, we'll stay around the pool. We've got plenty of beer in and stuff. So they took the car. They left about 10, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
We go outside.
Beautiful sunny day.
In the swimming pool, just dossing about, reading on the Kindle.
Chilling
out. Oh. And it gets like beer o'clock. So we start on the, or I started on the Amstel. And Jen started on the vodka. Now, bearing in mind, we was going out nearly every day for food to eat in restaurants because we were on holiday. But we was a few miles from this local, like the village centre. And one beer led to another beer, to another beer, to another beer, to another beer. And I probably drank about 17, 18 cans, big cans of Amstel. So I was.
We had a nice time though, didn't we?
We was in our own little world. Jen had got down probably nearly a full bottle of vodka and cranberry.
I don't need a full. It might have been half.
And cranberry juice.
Yeah.
And by 6 o'clock.
We're starving.
We were starving and rat arsed. So we decided, and Mark and Sarah are still out in Athens somewhere, like 20 mile away. So we decided, hey, wouldn't it be a good idea? Because we'd not got enough food in to make something. Plus, we probably weren't capable of doing. It'd be a good idea if we walked down to that local gyros shop.
Do us good. Fresh air, walk.
It used to take us like 3 or 4 minutes in the car to get there. So we set off and it starts getting a little bit dark because, as you know, it gets dark early in the Med. And we're walking down this road and I've got a pair of shorts on. And for once in my life, I've got quite tender feet, so I'd put socks on with my trainers.
Because, I was going to say, not with sandals, I wouldn't let you.
No, I didn't have sandals on. I'd put some socks on with my trainers. Yeah. So I've got T-shirt on, pair of shorts, me socks and my trainers. That's the scene setting. I should be having some music playing here, shouldn't I? Hang on, let's have some music playing. So we're walking down the road. We're out in the countryside. Walking down this little road, it's totally unlit, and there's the odd house either side with big long gardens and barking dogs. You get the picture.
Bougainvillea.
We're walking down, and I sort of slow down a little bit and let Jen get a few paces in front because I think, all that beer, I'm getting a little bit of wind here. So I take a step, and it's. She didn't notice that. I take another step.
Cough to cover it up.
Yeah, coughing to cover it up. Nowadays, you fart to cover your cough up. But anyway, don't you choke. We're carrying walking down this road, and every step I make, I'm farting. And I'm, you know, when it's bubbling inside and you know it's going to have to come out. So I said to Jen, I'm going to have to hurry up because I've only got a minute left on this music. So I says to Jen, I really do need toilet.
And I think he needs a wee.
Well,
go behind a bush.
Just to put things into perspective, I said when we'd been to this gyros shop before, this little cafe bar, it was 3 or 4 minutes away. That was while we was in the BMW driving at 70 miles an hour. It's actually about 6 miles away. And the problem is, with that hammered, every 2 steps forward, we're taking a step back.
Yeah, it was.
But every 3 of my steps, it's... Anyway, I see this... I don't know if it was somebody's garden or not. I think it was, but it was unfenced. And I says to Jen, I'm just going to have to go behind that tree.
Point of no return.
She thinks I'm going for a wee. So I climb into this garden and I'm thinking, I'm going to have to squat down. This is going to be messy.
And you're hoping there's no dog in the garden because there were a few of them.
Or snakes. That'll be worse than having things shoved up your bloody nose. So
yeah.
I think, right, I'm going to have to squat down. I'm taking my shorts off because it's going to be easier. So I'm sat there squatting and... You might want to look away from this, but it started to come, and it came, and it came, and it came, and it was like Niagara Falls. So I finished, the stomach ache's gone, I've fully emptied. It's like, right, where's the dot leaves? For anybody who doesn't live in England, a dot leaf is something. It's wild toilet paper. There's no bloody dot leaves in Greece, are there? It's like all dried up barren grass, like razor blades. I did have a pair of boxer shorts on, I remember.
Yeah.
So my dilemma now, that music stopped. I need to put some more music on. I'll put the same one on. So my dilemma now was...
Do I wipe my arse with the sharp bit?
I couldn't use that. Do I use... the sock, which was an old trade what you used to use in various situations when you was out in, when you couldn't get to a toilet. Or do I use my boxer shorts? Whichever I use are going to be disposable. I am not taking them with me. Now, my worry was, if I use my boxer shorts... am I going to chafe? Because I know I've got about another 4 miles to go and then get back. But if I use my socks, I know for a fact I'm going to get a blister.
On your feet?
Yes. So I make the decision, I'll forfeit my boxer shorts.
You see, if it come out that quick...
So I use the boxer shorts. Now... my boxer shorts aren't the smallest, but I tell you what, I didn't get 4 full wipes out on it. So when they were full and I couldn't hold them anymore, like holding them between pinky and thumb, they had to go. And then I were down to my socks. So for those of you who've not used socks to wipe your arse, you have to put your hand in, give it a wipe, spin the sock round, you can do it again. You can pull it inside out if you want, but don't put your hand back into the entrance. I ended up using 2 socks.
And you must have been kept pooing at the same time.
Jen, my arse might work different to yours.
Yeah,
but anyway,
clean after one wipe.
I ended up using a pair of box shorts and 2 socks. I'm stood in this field, stark bollock naked, apart from my T-shirt. I put my shorts on, I put my shorts back on, shoes. I put my trainers back on, and I walk out. Oh, that's better. Where's your socks? I don't think I had any on. Anyway, we start walking again, and this bloody car comes tanking down the road, and we have to dive out at way. And then it screeches to an halt, and it's like, I've sobered up a little bit now, and it's like, we're going to get mugged. We're in this, it's totally pitch black now. Anyway, next minute. Car stops. It's Mark and Sarah.
Luckily.
It's like, what are you two bloody idiots doing out here? What do you mean we're going for something to eat? Going for something to eat? You've got another 5 miles to walk. So anyway, we had a good laugh. We got in the car. They took us down to the cafe and we came back.
But, we got a gyros.
And we got a gyros. And I washed my hands.
Yeah.
But some Greek bloke in his garden has got a pair of shitty white socks and a pair of boxer shorts. So... yeah. That's my little story.
That's a great poo little
time.
Story.
It's grape time. Let's spill the beans. Bring it on.
Okay, so my gripe with you this week, Jennifer darling.
I didn't think you'd got one.
I've always got one somewhere. So, we're in lockdown. And what does everybody do? They're watching Netflix or something like that. So every night we've been watching different series, which we spoke about before. And around about 10, 11 o'clock, we get the nibbles. So I get up and I'll say, right, I like cream crackers and cheese.
Cheese.
And I'll say, do you want any? No. Are you sure? No. Do you want just a slice of cheese? No. Okay, are you sure? Well, go on, I'll just have one cracker. So I'll do one cracker. What do you want on it? Cheese? No, I'll have some of that olive paste, which is like ground up olives.
Lovely.
So, is that all you want? Yeah. Just one? Yeah. Are you sure? Yep. So I'll make her one cracker, butter on it, olive paste. I spend 5 minutes then doing my crackers, nice bit of cheese on it, sometimes a little bit of tomato, not very often, but I use different cheeses. I'll use Philadelphia, cream cheese, blue cheese, Edam cheese, whatever we've got.
Yeah.
And I make a nice little platter. Are you sure you don't want any? No.
I'm trying.
I sit down. By the time I sit down, she's eating her cracker with paste on. And then what does she do?
I look at yours.
I turn around.
I know what you're going to say.
There's two crackers just gone.
I don't.
Why the hell don't you just say to me when I say, do you want one? Yes, please. Because you know full well you're going to eat it.
I'm trying.
And I've psyched myself up. Yeah. I'll have five tonight. And then I'm down to three.
Yeah. I know.
So,
in my defence, I'm just trying to say
no.
I'm trying to say no, but I know I'm going to give a little bit.
Well, you know, in your defence tonight, I'm going to say no.
And then I want one, and then I think that'll suffice. Then I see your lovely plate of five or six, and I think, well, you don't really need five or six. I'll eat one. They always look better on your plate.
They always look good when you're shoving them down your throat. Especially one where I might have made one with a particular bit of cheese.
Yeah, and think, oh, yeah, that one.
That's going to be my favourite one. I'm going to save that one till last. And I turn around and it's gone.
Well, that's where your problem is. Saving till the last. When I was little...
No, my problem is sitting next to you to eat it.
No, you always ate your best thing first so that nobody else put their fork in.
Because your sister would have it. Yeah. I remember when I first met
you. Always had the best thing, what you like, first, so that you'd eaten it. And then if there's any left on anybody else's plate, then you're free to
I first started seeing you, and I've been seeing you a few weeks, and your mum says, would you like to come for Sunday lunch, Carl? Oh, yes, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Mrs. Martin. So I turn up for Sunday lunch. You've got a 2 litre bottle of all white lemonade.
Oh, well, it's only for my mum and dad.
Yeah, you had cheap stuff at 19p a bottle. But you still only got half a glass.
Yeah, we did.
And like at my house, you got a full glass.
My mum and dad only had all whites.
And I remember your sister, she used to sit there looking at you like a bloody dog. Not looking at me like a dog. She was taking on the traits of a dog.
Waiting for
and she used to sit there begging, are you eating that? Are you eating that?
Yeah.
I've only just got bloody plate down in front of me. Give me a chance. And she'd sit there dribbling. She was worse than a dog sitting there. So it must run in your family, Jen.
Maybe.
It really does.
What you want, you get first. If you're slow at it, this is what's good about siblings. If you're slow at it, you learn, you've got to be a bit quicker. Because you've got to eat what you want, get what you want first. Otherwise, somebody else is there.
Quick. The little sibling's coming. Get it down you. Eat that beef. Eat that Yorkshire puddings before they get there.
And the other thing that I had to do when we were young, I cannot. This is a problem now. This is why we're putting bloody weight on now. And I'm trying as much as I can not to eat everything on my plate.
But you do.
But I wasn't taught that. I've not been brought up to leave a bit on my plate.
Yeah, but we only
everything
eat...
Everything that's put on my plate, I bloody eat.
Devour.
And I love it.
Do you know what you're getting on your plate tonight, darling? Not cream crackers. Anyway. It's confession time. Let's tell your stories. So, we asked last time for you to send some stories in, and this is one that we've had sent in to us. For those of you out there listening... Send us your funny stories in and we will feature them, whether you want to be named or not. Just let us know. But anyway, this is one of the funny story confessions that we've had. So I think we need a little bit of background music for this. So picture the scene. When I was a rebellious teenager, my dad decided it'd be good for me and for him for us to have a little bit of dad-son bonding. So in his wisdom, he decided we're going to go wild camping up in the woods. Hence the Scottish Highland music. I don't know whether they went up in Scotland or not. So he wanted to do the old wild camping thing. It weren't going to Butlins and sitting there in swimming pool and fairgrounds. It was, let's bond, let's have some wild camping. So off we set. We got a backpacking tent, sleeping bag, little primer stove, couple of litres of water, as you do. I said, is that going to be enough? Yeah, it would be all right. There'll be a river. Can always get some more water. So we set off.
Is this your story?
No, it's what's been set up. I might put a bit of artistic license into it. So anyway, they set off. So the food, if ever you've been camping, is pretty dire. You live on noodles and dehydrated stuff, and if you're really lucky, you get some old MOD ration packs. But they do have a problem. They make your stomach bloat. So anyway, our friend here, since there were no toilets within miles to where we camped, I tried to hold my shit in for a week.
Oh, God.
It always comes round to shit, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why, but I had a brilliant idea. I tried to hold it in and keep it there and thought, my mum will be picking us up in a couple of days, I'll be fine. But I woke up that morning and the stomach ache was absolutely overbearing. I couldn't hold it any longer. I walked away from the tent, went into this little secluded area and let out a massive turd that almost ripped my arse apart.
Good description.
I bet he didn't have trainers and a pair of boxer shorts on, did he? But anyway, he came back to the campsite.
Yeah.
Dad decides we're going to have a fire. Dad walks out into the wood to get some kindling and stuff and returned very shortly afterwards, covered...
Oh, no, he found it.
...in shit.
He found it.
He'd found the shit. I'm sure that caused some right bonding...
Oh, I bet we could talk about it forever, though.
It's a good topic.
And laugh about it.
It's a good topic. I've got quite a lot of stories I could use.
Yeah, we have.
So, anyway, I think that's about it for this week. We've been running for a good 50 minutes.
Yeah.
So,
just think about us, will you, when over these next couple of days where we're eating everything, we're having really pretty shit meals at night, eating what we've got left in the freezer.
Oh, yeah. We're having to defrost the freezer and the fridge. And
before we go. So I think we've got fish fingers.
Last night we had haggis
sandwiches
with broccoli, runner beans and dried beans. We had to get rid of them because we had a bag full. Anyway, that's it for now. Don't forget to send us in your questions, any funny stories, any questions you've got asking us to cover topics or anything like that. You can send them into Carl and Jenny Talk About at gmail.com.
Yep.
If you do listen to us on iTunes, please remember to give us a little star and a review. We do appreciate it, and it helps to get it out there more. So until next time.
Yep, we'll let you know about the COVID test and how we go on.
So we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Okay, so you've been listening to the Carl and Jenny Talk About podcast. That's it for this week. All music is provided by epidemicsounds.com and our podcast host is buzzsprout.com. If you'd like further information or even get yourself a discount by using their services, use the links in the show notes to find out more about them. See you next time.